This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. When Louisiana rolls into the next fiscal year on July 1st, state revenue will shrink by more than $1 billion as temporary tax increases expire. That's the fiscal cliff. Governor John Bel Edwards recently presented his budget proposal for the coming fiscal year. He says that loss in revenue is putting a squeeze on investments the state can make in things like infrastructure.
Quite frankly, I don't see us, if we don't fix the cliff, having any additional capital outlay for next year.
Capital outlay is funding approved for state construction projects like roads, buildings, and water systems. The state sells bonds to fund these projects and agrees to pay that debt off over 20 years. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden says funding for interest payments on new bond sales isn't included in the budget proposal, a total of $6 million.
We don't feel like we can make a commitment to $6 million over the course of the next 20 years facing the cliff.
Without new bond sales, funding these construction projects could prove difficult. Yesterday at a joint committee meeting on capital outlay, Senator Gerald Long asked what kind of funding constraints legislators should expect.
We all know that the capital outlay projects that are currently pending are limited because of the scope of, obviously, our inability to move bonds at this time.
Mark Moses is in charge of capital outlay for the state. He says just to keep projects going that are already underway could cost more than $600 million. But so far, the state doesn't have that much to spend.
There's a shortfall from what we already have that we need to reauthorize just to keep these projects going.
Senator Long says the reality is that the state's money is limited.
We're moving forward, but we don't have very far to go because we don't have very much to spend.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.